From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. A U.S. military airstrike on an al-Shabaab training camp in central Somalia has killed more than 150 militants. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Davis says the weekend strike used both manned and unmanned aircraft. Davis says the U.S. learned the fighters were about to depart camp when the strike was made.
They were nearing the completion of that training, and we took action to ensure that they couldn't put that training to use.
It's believed that the fighters were on their way to an attack and that U.S. and African Union troops were in imminent danger. Witnesses say the airstrike hit the training camp in the central Harran region, making two passes, firing three missiles each time. The U.S. is promising more transparency on the country's sometimes controversial use of drones to strike at terror targets. White House counterterrorism advisor Lisa Monaco announced Monday the administration will release an assessment in the coming weeks of both militant and civilian casualties due to drone strikes dating back to 2009. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters today the U.S. considers the loss of life in drone strike from several angles.
Avoiding civilian casualties is a very, very high priority, both for moral reasons, but also because extremist organizations like al-Shabaab would just use the death of innocent civilians to try to recruit additional members and whip up additional anti-U.S. sentiment.
Earnest says the release of the drone strike data is consistent with President Obama's commitment to transparency. Tunisia's Interior Ministry said Monday that troops killed 21 militants who attacked a police station in a facility near the Libyan border. Officials said at least four civilians and one soldier were killed in the fighting in the southeastern town of Ben Gurdain. This is VOA News.